you know, as the brother got up here and spoke, amen, and bragging on his wife, that's all God, amen. Ground God to have his way, because many of these issues that come from the spiritual attachments and the issue, the spiritual wounds, and you know, and the things that we go through in life and the baggage that we carry, but allowing God to take those things out of our baggage, that the backpack that we carry around at times, and allow him to heal, makes the father's job a whole lot easier to run the home. Because how many know when we carry these issues and his baggage and all these ways and his control issues, and make the father's job hard because you continue trying to compete for who's the head of the house? Amen. So how can we bless our father today? Well, these are two ways that we can bless our fathers today. Amen. And we bless the Heavenly Father to boot. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. How many know that was good? Come on, somebody say amen to that. That was good. Aren't you glad we serve a gooder God than that? Come on, gooder. Come on, that's a new word, gooder. Come on, we can accept some other words that they're putting into our vocabulary. We can believe gooder. Because how many know that we have a gooder God than any other God? See, am I being corrected with my English? Excuse my English, spouse of mine. She, my rib always corrects me. But I let her know that I don't need correction. Come on. Come on. Amen. I do things purposely. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Today we're going to celebrate the day that our world, our country is celebrating. Not the world, but our country is celebrating. But however, it's still the Lord's day. It's still Father God in heaven's day. And we cannot move away from that, no matter what the world or our country or our state or city is trying to tell us. We must still honor them, what God is honoring today. It's Father's Day. That means this is his day. And the word honor comes from him. How many of you understand the word honor comes from him? And today we want to honor his word. We want to honor you that are dads. And we're going to, and you that were with us last week at the breakfast, amen, that you're able to attend with us. I want you to know that there was a cost behind it. It was $15 per person. And whoever signed up, I want you to know, I personally sold seed into your lives. I took that responsibility because I'm believing, God, that you become greater dads. And if you, we're allowed them to bring their children, their sons, not all of them, but you know, their sons. We sold seeds to them that they can see a greater dad. And they can see that this is what God is all about, because oftentimes kids don't get to see what God's all about. You know, we have a responsibility as a dad. And as Minister John said, I didn't have the greatest upbringing, and I didn't know what the heck a dad was really all about, except the way I saw a dad in our household. And how many know that as kids, we have eyes and we could see. We have ears, we could hear, and boy, I heard a lot of things that I should have never, ever heard. I've seen things I should have never seen. And that was, to me, how a dad's supposed to be. How many agree to that? What you see, you become sometimes. And you got to be careful with that. So as I was asking the Lord this week, you know, what can we do, God, with this man? What can we do with Father's Day? And first and foremost, we want you to know we honor who you are. But I don't know if you recognize who you are. Talking to dads to be. Hello. I didn't know what to be as a dad, so I had to ask the Lord. And of course, my firstborn, you know, one thing I promised him when he came out of the womb, I said, I'm never, ever going to leave you. I'm always going to be there for you, no matter what. Somebody say, no matter what. Because those are just good words, but the day is going to come. You're going to be tested that you're always going to be there. Amen to that. Because, you know, it's cute when they're little ones, right? You know, the little goo goo gaga day. Come on. Come on. And then they start a little totter away. Oh, how cute. You know, they're running around. And all of a sudden, they're not listening. Right? But I was going to be there. But, you know, and then they're going to grow up and they're going to become young youth, right? And then they're going to become teenagers, and then they're going to become young adults, and no matter what, my promise to not only my first, to my second, to my third, I'm always going to be there for them, okay? And I didn't know this, that it's a biblical statement. Father God is never going to leave us nor forsake us, because we sang it, he's a good father. He's a good father. Come on. So you that were with us last week, and the, you know, there was total four of us pastors. We gave some good golden nuggets to all. Come on. I gave a little hint of what I was going to speak on it. So actually all four of them did. So I basically know some of their messages that are coming today behind the pulpit. And I gave it to where I didn't give the scriptures, but I'm going to tell you that with us, it's Exodus 20. We're going to go to Exodus 20. We're going to go to the prior covenant. Say the prior covenant. It's not dead. It's still alive. It still exists. A lot of us have made it where it doesn't exist in our church world, in our lives, in our country. But it's not. The prior covenant is alive and well, because without it, there would be no Savior. Without it, there would never be a Jesus. Exodus is the second book after Genesis. After the beginning, Exodus means they're coming out. How many know we have to come out sometimes? With that being said, we're going to see what God has to say to us as dads. Say dads. As father. You have to argue with this sometimes, because Jesus says, call no man father. Jesus said this here, call no man father. So we had to argue. Say, okay, God, I don't get this. I mean, you know, we can talk to our father like this. I don't get this. Jesus says, call no man father, but we're taught to call fathers, which I never had that privilege. I couldn't do that. And I couldn't even call, you know, being raised in a religion, I can't call that guy father, because he's not my father. He's not my dad, right? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Religion has taught us to do that with men. So in the arguments of not knowing better yet, but in maturity, like Minister John said, we're going to go through this very quickly. We started it last week. But in the scriptures, we're going to see that this is ordained by God, number one, that the word that comes from him. And some of us don't understand how deep this runs, because I'm going to be talking to you dads right now. I'm going to talk to you that have no dads. I'm going to talk to you if your dads are not existing in our world today. I'm going to talk to you that in the future you want to be a dad. You know what it's going to be, and what's it going to take to be one that is called by God to be a dad. Because, you know, we have a lot of, today, unfortunately, it's so sad, we have a lot of children being born without parents together. It's not the way God had planned it. He never planned it like that. He planned it where we have children and they be raised together with a mom and a dad. How many know that's the way? That's the will of God. And I can tell you, you all know better than that right now. It's not like that today. Hello, somebody. We don't wait for marriage like we're supposed to. How many agree to that? I know I didn't, because I didn't know no better. But today I teach that. Sustain yourself if you can. No, sustain yourself. One day we'll have to talk about that, but not today. Because today we're going to just go about daddies. Because who's your daddy, right? Who's your daddy? Statements we make. Who's your daddy? Well, that's a good question, because we don't know. Mr. John said, you know, I don't know. I don't even know his real name, you know, to be honest with you. My mom told me one name, and then my mom dies, and I'm talking to my aunt one day at another homecoming with the other aunt, and I said, and I asked her, I go, hey, and I said, Tia, do you know who the name of responsible for being part of here? She said, and then I go, well, that's totally the opposite name that my mom told me, so who do you believe? See, and that's going to come down to, there's only one we can really believe in at the end of the day, and that's our Father in heaven. Because he is our true Father of this world. He's our true one that we can lean to. He's the true one we can cry to. He's the true one we can go to no matter what. Come on, say no matter what. And by that, I've learned that my kids can come to me no matter what. Hello, somebody. I'm maturing into trying to be a great dad, because I heard it last week. To be a good dad is one thing, but we heard to become a great dad and yet become a greater dad, because we have the greater dad in the heavens trying to bring us up to be like he is. Come on, we're talking about fathers today. Talking about dad's day. But in Exodus chapter 20, after they came out from the slavery days, after they came out from the world that they lived in, after they came out from crying out for 400 years, get me out of this lifestyle. Get me out of this type of ways of living. Get me out, God, if you're real. Get me out. How many know sometimes we need to pray, God, get me out. Take me out from where I'm at, because you have called us to a better life. How many agree to that? And some of us don't understand that what a better life means because he hears us. How many know that a good father hears what we say? Come on. He hears what we say. He hears what we ask. He hears the way we and sees the way we are. But one thing we have to understand, that God put it in writing for us. It's in writing. I always tell people, get it in writing. You know, in court, a handshake is good, but you have to really prove that handshake today. Before, you can get away with just, well, you said it, and once you say it, it's a binding authority and acceptance. But today, you know, I've always said it. Get it in writing, and I'll tell you behind it. You better read what you just signed. Some of you don't understand. Some of you voted for this thing to happen, and now we're in trouble. Because we don't stop. And what the Bible says, read their handwriting on the wall. Understand where you're at today. Understand what's happening in your life. And today, I don't mean to offend you, but I am going to offend you, because God offends me every time I read this word. It's offensive sometimes. You know, I said, oh, God, I don't want to change. But I want to mature to be what he's called me to be. So he's called me to be a dad. He's called me to be a good dad. He's called me to be an example as a dad. He's called me to take the position what dad really is and what it really means. And he started with it in the beginning of time without realizing of slavery. I'm bringing them out. But before that, he started way in the beginning. But you could see what happened in the beginning. Because here in Exodus chapter 20, I'm going to read from the King James Version. And we are recording, I hope. It states on verse number 12. It says, honor. 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 Oh, my God. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Heavenly Father, help us with this. Every ear that's about to hear this, whether they hear it here in present, whether they hear it on the recording, Father, let them hear this, what you're saying prior to the New Testament, Father. And let us acknowledge that this is you today, speaking it loudly, to honor what you're asking to us. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. You know, when you look up the honor scripturally, you're going to find it that it's over 100 plus mention of honor. And then the definitions that they each mean are different. Because, you know, we got the Hebrew, we got the Greek, and of course we got our way, American. But as you read it and you study, I say, you know, there's no other one he tells us to honor except him. And then he says this to you, honor your father and your mother. Now, this is what we shared with last week. He didn't put stipulations to who and how in that which you're being asked to honor. He didn't put a stipulation to honor your father because he's a great father. He didn't put that there that because he does always what's right for us. Because in one of the days we're living in, none of those two weren't a part of my life. And one thing I had to learn, that this is biblical, what he wants, that I become one that's a good father, a good dad. He didn't put it that honor them because they do all of this for us. And he didn't stipulate that you don't honor them because they're this kind of person, or because they've done these kind of things, or because they're walking in this kind of manner, or because this is the way he is in your home. He didn't say and stipulate none of those. He didn't put stipulations except honor, which in Hebrew, it actually means divine respect. The divine. What does that mean? The best you can do it. How many know what I'm saying? It actually means provide a high value to that person. Now how can I divide a high value to one that I don't really recognize? Hello, somebody. Because there are many children today. Especially, how many know about rape babies? Can a rape baby honor that? I'm going to tell you, there was one of the greatest men of God just went home several months ago. He has one of the greatest testimonies, greatest ministry out there, James Robinson. He was a rape baby that the mother decided to keep him after she was raped and conceived. And she gave him to God, and he became one of the greatest servants. And he just left not long ago, a couple months ago, James Robinson. He's got such great testimony, even to the corrections. But here's what we got to understand. God is saying that we honor. That means give the deepest respect. How can I respect someone that's not respecting us? Or not respectful in our home? Now, how can I do this, God? Because I don't see it. I didn't see it. I don't understand it. But how can I do it? Especially if they were absent. Because we have a lot of fathers that are absent today. How many know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of people out there, and a lot of us, like you and those out there, weren't raised up in the church or in the ways of church. Maybe religion, like, you know, if it wasn't for grandma, I would have never understood religion. But I told you, I'm one of those. I ain't going to call that guy father. No. I don't even call the one that, you know, grandma taught me this, but I'm not even going to call that guy who's supposed to be my stepfather. I couldn't call him dad. Something in me just, there was just an anger. I don't know, but you know what happened to me. But one thing I do know, that I've matured today, and I do have a better understanding. And I'm here to teach you that because God says it. And you're saying, Pastor, that's Old Testament. No, it's not. Go to the book of Ephesians. Let's go to the New Testament because I'm going to go through this quick. Because I have an expectation this morning. How many know what I mean by that? I have an expectation that God is going to do what he's called us to do today in this hour that we're living. We're going to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. No, I'm not going to read about the armor of God. Stop trying to get ahead of us. Let go and let God. Come on, have you heard that? Now watch this, because you know, to have a dad, we have to be a child. How many agree? And then children end up becoming, the males that is, becoming dad. Remember, dads are males, not females. Don't accept it any different. I don't care what you think. We're living in a time, you better stand up and say so today. Right now, you have a great window of opportunity because God is with us right now. He's turned things around. Hello? Because he's fed up. And when he gets fed up, be careful. So this is why he's telling us to church first and foremost. Hello? He comes to the church first. Comes to the prophets. Then he brings it to the church. And how many know you're the church? You have a choice. You choose. You get to do whether right or wrong. But God will always be right and will always be wrong. How many of y'all know that one? I know, and I've put him through the test. Hello? But Paul the Apostle, no, one of the greatest apostles, right? Called out to become who he is. He writes it to the Ephesian church on the 6th chapter. He's going to put it in this manner. Watch this. First, let's read number 1, King James Version. Verse number 1, 6, book of Ephesians. Children. First he goes to the children. Obey what? In the Lord. I'm not here to talk on, is it Kids Day or do we already have Kids Day? You know, we got Mother's Day, Father's Day. How about Kids Day? I know there's a Kids Day, but we don't honor it in the ways that we do mothers and fathers. I mean, you know, but we should have it in the church. Hello. Children, listen to this. Watch this. Obey. Come on. Your parents in, but everybody leaves this one out, in the Lord. I'm not going to go there yet. It's not a day for it. But there's a correction that needs to be done in parenting. Hello? We're going to cover that in a minute, right? Why? For this is right. This is where it's going to go. Now, verse 2, this is the text. Honor. Okay, we're going to go all the way back to Exodus. And we're going to go almost 3,000 years later. The Apostle Paul is writing this to a Gentile church, which is us, outside of the Jewish realm, the Jewish culture, the Israelites. He's writing to us, the Gentile world. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. Now watch out. How many know what command, when we just read it in the Exodus, how many know that that was part of the Ten Commandments? And did you know it was the sixth commandment? Hello? Fourth commandment. Fourth. And if you read the three others, he tells you, you give me everything that belongs to me, and then you honor these two. Okay? Now here we are that many years later, and we're hearing this thing, honor thy father and thy mother. But the scriptures here says, which is the first commandment with promise. We like to say that, you know, in the second book of Corinthians, first chapter, 20th verse, it tells you, God is a God, and I'm paraphrasing that he's the God of yes and amen. How many know? His promises are yes and amen. You see, if you want the promises of God, yes and amen, understand the word of God. Understand what he's saying. Again, he says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And verse number 3, that it may go well with thee. He's talking about us, that it'll go good with us. And again, no stipulations except one, but we're not here to get into that because it's in the parenting and the raising of children. Are you listening here? And we're going to go there here in a second. That it may go well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. But it starts with what? Honor. The word honor. Because today we're honoring dads. How many agree? We're honoring all fathers. And not everyone is raised correctly. Not everybody has that one there for them as they should have. And if you're a dad, you better learn that your father, he never leaves you nor forsake you. You can go to him for whatever reasons, with however you are. You can go dumb and you can go stupid. You can be what you think you want to be. And you still have a right to go to him. We cannot tell no one you can't go to God, because God will receive more, because he loves what he created. Hello, somebody. Because we got to get to that place about this, what he's saying about honor. If they're not here, forgive them, right? And leave them alone, because God will take care of them if they're not here on this earth. But if they are, you still have a duty to honor them. Hello? Not because, you got to deal with what I had to deal with, the anger inside me. Because there was a time when I wanted to learn who this guy was, right? Who's this guy that did this to my mom? And he hasn't been there. Hello? And I wanted to meet him for one reason. This is when I was young and dumb and stupid. Sometimes I'm young and dumb and stupid still today. That's the young part of me that rises. Hello? And I have to put him back to the grave, put him back in check, say, hell no, stay there. And I used to tell, I want to learn of him because I want to kill him for not being there for me. See, I had a bitter heart. I had something wrong with me. Hello? You see, because then I understand that. And that's why I've learned, and I've said it, I'll always be there with my children. With nothing in front of stipulations to come see me. Hello? And I didn't know, but as I know today, that's how God is. He will put no stipulations before us. He's a great dad. He's a greater dad. He's a good dad. He's a good father. Amen. And he wants us to learn to become one. He wants us to learn. And this is why, if you ask my kids, I'm sorry, but you ask my kids, they'll tell you all about me. Do I have flaws? Absolutely. Hello? Am I perfect? Well, it depends on the word. How do you want to define perfect? Hello? But what I do know, I was always a provider. And that's biblical, to be a provider. Hello? I've always protected them. Hello? No, that's part of the provision of being a good dad. Always made provisions for them. And we're still doing it today. Amen? I'm going to be there as much as we can, because God has blessed us and we've blessed them, and that became a blessing. Hello? But one thing I had to understand is, who am I that I can be this dad? What is it, God? And I had to understand, look at what Psalm says about us real quick. Like, look, go to the book of Psalms chapter 8. I'm going to close you down, because you know what, today I got some goodies. We got some goodies for dads today. Hello, somebody? Look at this. This weight is calling my name. I had to not touch these for 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks. They were sitting here. At first, they were in my house, right in front of my desk, just looking at me, calling me. Come on, nobody's going to know. You can always go buy another one, right? If I just, Nope. Nope. I'm going to show you that I have self-control, fruit of the Spirit. Come on, I have self-control. I can say no to you. So what did I do? I went to Harkins and bought me a big bag. Come on. See, my wife's looking at me. Get through this, Pastor. Hurry up. Who we got it there? I know we do. She's keeping me in check. She's got the watch out for me. Come on. Proverbs chapter 8. Look what it says here. First of all, but who we are. First of all, as people. Say as people. But nevertheless, getting to the place of a position of dad. Say a dad. Come on. D-A-D. How do you spell dad backwards? How do you spell forwards? So what does that mean? You can't escape it. If you're a dad, you're a dad. Get over it. Some of you may have to do a DNA check to make sure you're the dad, but that's different. Not going there. Hello. Now watch this. Look at how King David said it. One of the greatest men of God that God says, he's a man after his own heart. Mr. Lustful himself? Hello? Do you understand what I just said about Mr. Lustful? You know how many wives he had? Forget about what his son had 700 wives, 300 concubines. Solomon. Sarah, how do you do this? That's a wife a day for how many years? Ridiculous, right? How do you... God's with us just with one. Amen? But 700? And especially, you know, the scriptures, what they say about leaky faucets and etc. But look what he says, that we have to get this, to know this in verse number 5 of who we are. He said, and accept this as first, understand how we become, how we are, and will be by receiving verse number 5. It says, for you, thou hast made us, in the King James Version, a little lower than the angels. You know, however, has crowned him with glory and honor. There's that word honor. First and foremost, we're all honorable. All of us, male, female. But today, we're bringing that honor to the place of fathers, dads. Come on. And to accept that what we're about to complete next year with this one is how we're going to do this, how we're going to get there, and what are we going to do with this? Well, Proverbs, verse 3, third proverb, tells us something about honoring, and who do we honor first? And I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read the part B, not all of it. Say part B. And verse number 9 says, honor the Lord with what? Your substance, everything that you are, everything that you have, everything that you bring, everything that you do. Come on. Understanding who you are, first and foremost. But who gives the first honor? It's our Father in heaven. And he has that in us because he made us a little lower, but he honored us. And this is for you mothers. You are to be a great mother. Come on. And many of you don't fall in the same category as us dads, because in today's date, come on, say today's date. I know we're all waiting for the Jetson dates to come. Come on, where you push, what do you want for dinner, honey? Okay, George Jetson, what do you want? Oh, how about some roast beef? She types it in. Roast beef shows up. We're almost there. It's called microwave. Hello. Better yet, it's Instacart. Come on. Better yet, you know, just TV dinner. It started way back with the TV dinner. I mean, you like TV dinners in the old days, huh? Come on, say amen, somebody. How about boiling the little packages of meat and put it in the hot water, and then you put it over toast? No, come on. I'm making you up. See, it started progressing in time to where we're headed to. Hello? Because God had a plan, and his plan has been so disrupted. We're not here to bag on the mothers. We're here to talk about the dads. Come on. Because the dads are supposed to be going out and making the bacon to bring it home that the spouse can cook it. But today we have to have both at work just to survive. Say survive. And to be honest with you, dads, it was never the will of God, ever. Amen. No, you guys didn't say amen. You should have said amen. But the fact is, and the fact will remain, that we must learn to honor what God says to honor. Number one, Him, that we can be honored of who we are. Are you listening? And so what does it become? How do we become this? How do I give honor to that one? Well, first and foremost, as a dad, you have responsibilities. Come on, say amen, somebody. You know, Proverbs, the same book, Proverbs, but go to chapter 22. Listen, you're not going to like this. This is where the offense is coming. But we have responsibilities as dads. We can get away with as much as we want to by saying all that we want to say. But when it comes back to God and you, He's looking at you. And He's going to look at you and say, well, I gave you my word. And heaven and earth is going to pass away, but not my word. I've left you instructions. Amen. We should have learned from Adam and Eve. Hello? Who was talking to Eve? Where was Adam? Speculate. Where was Adam? In 2026? Watching the FICA games. Hello? He's at Dodger Stadium. Boo. Angel Stadium. Yay. Where is he? Hello, somebody. He's at the car show. Let me go on and on. He's at work. What? He's at work. And while he was where he was at, he's not, okay, better yet, he's got the remote at home. Sitting in the lounge chair. Come on. My favorite movie's coming on. My favorite program's on. Don't bother me. And so where is she at? Being entertained by someone that shouldn't be entertaining her. Listen, dads. I'm talking to you, ain't I? That was the husband part. We should have learned from Adam and Eve, because there's a voice always going to come to disrupt what God has ordained for you to walk as. Walk in. Hello. He's come to give you everything you're supposed to have. It's a hard thing, though. It's very hard. Difficult to pray. But I'm sorry. I'm talking to dads now. Dad, here it is. Here it comes. This is going to be the offensive part just for a minute. Because God forgives us. Come on. It's never too late to learn. Amen to that. I'm still learning. I'm still maturing today. I'm not putting the lid on my on my Father in heaven, because I need training every day. I need help every day. I want to sustain my journey every day. Hello. So I don't put the cap over me because I'm not arrived. I'm still on this earth. And I'm trying to be established that when I make heaven my home, that I want to hear this, the greatest words that we all want to and need to hear. Enter in, thou faithful servant. I want my Father in heaven. I've never called anybody dad. I want my Father in heaven. I won't even call him dad. That's disrespectful to me. I just want my Father in heaven, who adopted me in my worst positions of life, adopted me and accepted me the way I was, came to me when I didn't deserve that. Somebody like that came to my life. Come on. And so I've learned to make my way, and I've made a lot of mistakes. Trust me, the harder I tried not to make mistakes, the more came. I mean, know what that means? I wanted to be a good husband. I don't know how to be that. I had no clue, because what I was raised with. Come on, somebody. And I wanted to be a good dad. And I said, again, second, I have no clue. I just know I'm going to do it because it's right, because we're in church now. We're saved. God saved. And I just want to do everything right. But I need help. And today, I still ask for my Father in heaven. Daddy, no. I said, Father, I need your help. Coming out, I need your help, Lord. I want to be an example to your people. I want to be who you've called us to be. I want my kids to know that what I'm doing is because you gave me instructions. Because I want to be honored as a good dad. Amen. Not by everybody else, but by my own children. And you have to ask my children, am I a good dad? And I pray that you ask him. Two are here, one's on his work. Ask him, was he a good dad? Let me ask you guys, can your kids tell you you're a good dad? then if you say yes, you better say yes to what the ways of God, not the way of the world. See, today we like to buy our kids. How many agree to that? Yeah, I gave my kids everything I never had, ever. We didn't have Christmas as kids. We didn't know what that was because we were dirt poor. Come on, somebody. If I didn't have my older brother who's now with the head in the heavens, if it wasn't for him one time going to steal a Christmas tree. My first car, you wouldn't start. I stole the battery from the neighbor. I wasn't raised right. I wasn't raised the way every normal human being should be raised. I was raised the way God allowed me to be raised. But he didn't call me to be raised that way. But I thank God for everybody that he put in my life. I'm not going to bore you. I'm almost done now. But here's what we have in instructions. Listen, people. Are you ready for this? Because how do I become an honorable dad? I'm talking to you dads now. And I'm talking to you sons. Maybe you didn't have this kind of dad, but you're still inexcusable because you are a son and you got a father in heaven. Yeah. And that you got to learn to go to him. We're on Proverbs 22. And God, there's so much to see. Here it comes. There's so much here to go in the Proverbs. You know, the Proverbs are so good to us. Say amen. Now watch this. Verse number six, dads. This is how you become a good dad. You're not a good dad because you buy things for them. It's good to reward them if they do something good. But you never reward something that's bad. Ever. The Lord doesn't reward you for doing bad. He rewards you when you're doing what's right for him, to him, for him. Jesus came because everything was about who he pointed us to. Who did he point us to? His Father. Come on. And everything was given to him. Everything was made by him for him. But he pointed it to the one that made a provision. And the greatest words was when he got baptized, what are the greatest words? This is my beloved son. I'm very pleased with him. Come on. I'm pleased with my sons when they do good, but I'm not pleased when they don't do good, but I'm still there no matter what. Come on. I'm praying, believing, trusting, holding, not changing, because he's the Lord God and he changes not and he's in me. And I don't need him to change because of me. I need to change because of him. And I've learned, and he says this on verse number six, train up a child. This is our responsibility. Who? Dad. And for you mothers that have to raise your children, this is now your position. You're not exempt. Train up a child in the ways he should or she should go. They should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. What does that mean to you? Well, let's see what the easy English says it. Sometimes we need to break it down in a different way. I don't know. And here, teach children how they should live. They will remember it all their lives. Come on. Are you here? What does that mean in the King James Version? Going back to the King James Version, train up a child in the way they go. If you look up with the word train, you're going to find out that it says when you were children, shape them up. Start shaping them up as babies. Come on. Bring them up. Are you listening, church? This is our obligation. Train up a child in the way. What? The way? What do you mean? Discipline him. How many know we're supposed to discipline our children? Come on. You need to go to jail. I don't care what you say. We're going to go to jail. There's a way to discipline our children. I still believe in the spanks. Hello? Come on, but give me something to spank them with. Not a twig. Not a hanger. Maybe not even a belt. But give me a nice paddle. And I'm not here to play ping pong either. Come on. And I don't know about you, probably most of you don't know this. Only older people that went to school here, we got paddled at school. And I mean, we got swatted and it hurt, but you didn't dare cry because everybody's watching you. I'm a man. I'm just a kid, dumb kid, because I just got swatted with the biggest swat ever. That he drilled holes in his swat, so when it came down, it hurt. He wasn't going to jail either. Today, he's abused me. Well, what did he do? He spanked me. Do it again. Come on. What does it mean, train up? Discipline them. Their upbringing. Hello. In what? In the ways of the way he should go. You know what, people? I'm sorry. Our duties as a good dad is to train them up in the ways of Almighty Living God. We are to train them up. Why we are supposed to be in church? Why do we go to church? Why do we need a Savior? Why? It is our duty. Our duty is not to train them up in the opposite way. If Sundays is God's day, make sure it's God's day. Oh, you're not listening. But you know, today, I don't understand our sports world. I don't understand everything that's out there, how they do things on Sundays now and on Wednesdays. There was a time stores didn't even open on Sundays. Come on. It was called Blue Sundays. They shut down because they were honoring what God was honoring and giving to us. We see, we don't know that. Why? Because the enemy's pretty smart. He's smarter than you think he is. Remember, he goes to God. He does it better than we do. We should always go to God. Say, hey, man, this is why we put that position out. Go to God first. You know, I'm not an opportunist. Sometimes I am, but not always. I want you, if you want this position, go ask God. Go talk to God. Talk to your husband. Talk to God. Come on. Who did I say talk to? Who was first? Talk to the husband. I'm not going to go out of the will of God. I'm smarter than that. Say amen, somebody. And then go to God. Is this what you want from me? Because I'm his wife. Hello? And that's your servant. Oh, you're not listening. But you know what we do today? We're so afraid of our children that the children are parenting us. When God designed that we parent our children. And if you think that you're doing right by what you're doing, the opposite. And some of you know this right now. Some of you have been trained this way. I'm not saying they can't be in sports. I'm not saying they can't have fun. I'm not saying they can't be on vacation. I'm not saying they can't go to the lake or the beach. I'm not saying none of that. But if you go to the beach, be careful. Come on. Yeah. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you never let those things be first over who God is. Yeah. Because God's going to come and you're going to see, you're going to get the revelation after the fact. What that means is after it's all said and done, church, it's not going to go well. Because we're looking at longevity here. We should never, ever have to bury our children. Ever. Children should bury us as parents. That is all I've asked God for. Let me not outlive my children. And so when I hear any of my children even talk about anything, I'm going to tell you one more time, I'm not afraid. You commit suicide, you're going to hell. It's biblical. Don't you dare tell me to. Don't tell me that Judas went to heaven. Don't you tell me his guts came out. And don't tell me that. I just tell you what the Bible says. I leave it alone, though. I'm not afraid. Say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell them. I'm not afraid when those red lights are behind me because I'm not breaking the law. And if they are, and I get pulled over and say, well, you were breaking the law before me because I caught up to you. And then I went around you. Hello. Hey, that doesn't work, so don't try it. Come on. God put the rules for us. Say amen. He put rules for us. Rules as good dads. You want to be a good dad, train up your children rightly. Come on. God first. Family second. And then your favorite soccer, football, basketball, baseball team. Come on. Because that's what God calls a good dad, but he wants a greater dad. Come on. Are you with me this morning? Come on, let's give God a praise offering. He's good this morning. I'm not going to make you do nothing. I'm not telling you what you should and shouldn't do. I just told